Pick up.
Who is calling me at this hour?
It's me, your cousin.
Oh, Alice, what have you done this time?
I want us to meet in the park, please.
This time? Don't you say this time? Can't you wait till tomorrow?
No, we can't wait till tomorrow, please. It's very important. I must see you.
And it's cold outside.
Never mind, just put your coat on, please.
All right, I'm coming. This better be good. Why can't you wait till tomorrow? Why you drag me at this time?
I can't wait for tomorrow. I have something to tell you.
Okay, please. I'm here now. Tell me. What is it? What's the matter? Don't tell me you spell again from school.
No.
Did you fight?
No, I didn't.
So what's the matter? What's so again?
I don't know.
Look, you dragged me out already. You got to tell me. What's going on?
I'm pregnant.
You what? You pregnant? So you went to open your leg for that useless boy? So what your mommy going to do now? She will eat you alive this time. You really go overboard.
That's why I want you to come with me to go and tell mom. I can't tell her myself. She'll kill me.
No, I'm not coming with you. It's you. If you done your business, you can tell her yourself.
Oh, I can't. Please.
Why not?
I just can't face her. She'll kill me.
You should have looked to that before you open your leg to that useless boy.
I didn't know it's going to be. Huh?
So, does it tell you the message before?
Please.
Anyway, all right, we are ready. At let's go.
Okay, please. I don't know how I'm going to tell her.
Well, you have to tell her the truth.
Hello?
Hello? Auntie,
hello, yeah?
Hola.
What's happening?
Well, I don't know. My cousin dragged me out from my house. She says she has something to tell you.
Where is she? I can't see her.
She's behind me. Come out and tell your mom.
Where is she hiding?
I don't know, you ask her. Alice, come out.
Hello, mom.
Hello.
I have something to tell you.
Why are you looking so sad?
Because I have something to tell you.
You have something to tell me?
Yeah, I hope you are not going to be angry.
Did you argue with your teacher in the school again?
No.
Did you fight with someone in the school?
No.
Are you expelled from the school again?
No.
Then what? Tell me.
Please, don't be angry with me. Please.
Go on. Bust it out. What is it?
I'm pregnant.
What? What did you just say?
said, I'm pregnant.
Get out of my sight. I say, get out of my sight right now. Go to your room. I say, go to your room. You know what you just done? You know what the neighbors are going to say? They are going to laugh at me. What a disgrace. You have given me a big disgrace. You know that?
What is going to happen this way?
All right, Alice, let's go to your room. Let's go to your room. Come on, let's go. Stop crying and let's go. Your mommy said go to your room. Let's go to your room.
All right, then. You just can't go because she'll be after me.
I have to go to my bed. My bed is calling me.
No.
Okay, let's go to your room. I stay with you in your room.
Okay, then.
What are you doing? I asked you to get in your room. I'm not taking this. Look, get your things and get out of my house. Out of my house. Pack all your things and get out of my house.
When you want me to go, I'm not going.
I don't care. You know that before you get pregnant, get out of my house. Pack all your things and get out.
You want me to go? When do you want me to go? To go and live on the street?
You can go and meet that your boyfriend.
Auntie, you can't do that. You can't shop her. She's your daughter.
Now, if it's my daughter, what do you expect me to do? Don't you see the shame she has given to me?
Yes, I know. There's shame she gave to you, but it's your daughter. You have to look at her and swallow it. Oh, there's nowhere for her to go. Where do you want her to go?
Look, I don't want anything. You and her get out of my house right now.
My place is too small. We can't both play.
Of you. Both you of can't... you, get out of my house.
What I mean? This is why I say I can't look after, I can't talk to her by myself.
All right, Alice, calm down. Calm down. Let's go to your sister. Probably when you spend a couple of days with your sister, your mom might calm down. Go on. Let's go now. We go to your sister. Let's see. We'll take it from there, okay?
All right,
Mama. Can I come to your place then?
No, you can't come to my place. You know my place is very small. We can't manage.
Okay,
I know your mommy throw you out, but you have your big sister. Go, let her talk to your big sister, whether she can take you.
You have to come with me then.
All right, let's go. I'm already at. Let's go. Okay, let's go.
Let's go. Mom, so you don't want me to stay, Mama? You want to throw me out just because I'm pregnant? Am I the only one who's pregnant? All right, so you don't want me. This is going to be your first grandchild, and you throw me out. All right, come on. All right, let's go.
Come on, let's go.
You won't change your mind, Mom. You don't want to change your mind for me to come in. All right, then. it's me.
Who is it at the door?
It's me. Alice.
What is time of night?
Please open the door, please. Mom, throw me out.
Your mother threw you out?
Yeah. Open the door. Please.
Why did
it's
you?
Me.
Come inside. Come inside. Alice, come round. Last night, it's dead of the night. What's going on?
Didn't she tell you what happened?
Yes, she said she's pregnant and you threw her out.
Yes, I did throw her out.
Why?
Don't you know she disgraced me? All my neighbors will be laughing at me. I don't want them to know that. That's why I say it should go out. Either to go and meet the boy or come to you or anywhere. I don't want to see her again.
But whether you throw her out now, she's still pregnant, isn't it? She's still around.
Well, you can take her in.
Yes, I take her in, but she won't be there for long because I haven't got the room.
Well, I don't want to know. I don't want her back in my house. Period.
There's nothing I can do about that, but you should make it up with her. And yes, he's the mother. You should find out what's going on before you throw out.
I tell you, I don't want to know. She can stay with you.
Well,
I don't want her.
I take her.
I don't want her. She can stay with you.
Sis,
yeah,
the baby milk is finished.
Is it? I think I might.
Yeah, the last one is what I'm making, the two bottles for her to take. So I don't want to wait. I want to go out to go and buy more
today.
Yeah, before the shop closes. See.
I buy some milk yesterday. You finished already?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I like buying. I don't like going to the shop every minute.
Why you dress up so much? Why you look so nice? Where you going?
No, you know the token given to me last week. I need to use it before the date ran out.
Okay.
I won't be long anyway.
No.
I only just go to the the shop around the corner. I would go to the supermarket.
Okay. Just leave the baby here then. Just leave the baby.
Yeah, the baby just finished milk. The baby is sleeping. So just and keep eye. Yeah, I just feed the baby. And
not taking her with you.
No. That would be too much. That means I have to get the pram out. I just want to run there and come back quick. I won't be long.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm just going to pop and see her whether, yeah. Okay, she's all right. She's not sleeping.
Oh, she's not sleeping?
No, she just lying, you know.
Okay.
I put a little bit of music on for her.
Okay.
All right. Oh, God. I wish I can stay.
What did you say?
No, I didn't say anything. I'm only telling the baby I'm coming back in a minute. That's all.
Okay.
Sorry.
Who are you talking to?
No, I'm just talking to myself. You know. Anyway, I'm going anyway.
Is that new job?
Let me just give her a kiss. She's smiling at me.
Is that new job for you?
I give her a kiss. Okay, I'm going now. I'll see you in a minute.
Are you crying?
No, I'm not crying. I'm not crying. If it wasn't rainy, I would have gone with her, but, you know, it's rainy. Anyway, I'll be back in a minute.
Okay.
Okay, see you soon.
Okay. See you later.
All right, see you.
Rosie, your mom is here. She wants to see you.
I told you I don't want to see her. I'm going out.
Where are you going?
I'm going out with my friends. I don't want to see her.
Oh, no.
You come so far, she wants to see you.
You can't go anywhere. I came because of you. I'm your mom. I know.
You're not my mom.
Yeah, I'm your mom. I had you when I was just over your age. And because the things were not good, that's why I have to go away. Now I have a place. I come back to take you. I have a nice house and I have a nice car. I have a nice life. I don't want you to go through what I went through. Please, my daughter, forgive me. Please, I'm pleading with you. It wasn't my fault. It wasn't my intention to leave you. It's the circumstance. That's why I have to leave you. Please, 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 I'm begging you. Please, my daughter. Please.
You call yourself my mom. Well, where were you when I was being bullied at school? Where were you when I was sick? Where were you when Grandma had to leave and go into that home? Huh? Where were you?
Please, forget about where I was. If I would be able to look after you, I will go. You don't know the situation. If you know what I was going through, you won't say this. It's not my fault, and it's not your fault either. I didn't just leave you. I was writing the letter and doing everything. I even keep on sending money, and every time I have to, please, don't forgive me. It's not my fault. You know,
I know it's not my fault. You were just probably partying up with your friends. You didn't give one thought about me.
I did. What do you want me to do? I wasn't here. If I'm in London here, it would have been better, but I was. You have to help me to get away. I'm living very far. It wasn't easy when I get there. So, you know, by the time I start seeing, getting there, then I couldn't come back. The shame was too much for me. I couldn't come back. My daughter, please forgive me. Forgive me. Please, please forgive me. I just need you. I need you. Please, please, I need you. Try and forgive me.
You're not my mom, and I'm going out. Grandma, I need your advice. I don't know what to do.
What's happening?
This woman has just come back all of a sudden and she keeps calling herself my mum, but I don't know who she is. I've never met her before. She wants me to go and live with her. But, like, I'm not just going to leave Auntie B. She's the only mum I've known. I can't just leave her. What should I do?
Well, if she call you and she plead with you, in the actual sense, she's your mom. But if she call you and plead with you, just forgive her.
But how do I know that she's actually my mom and she's not just saying that? You know, I've never met her before. She claims that she had to leave when she was young, but if she really, really was my mom, then she shouldn't have left me. She should have taken me with her.
Yeah, what happened when she got pregnant, I drove her, in the actual sense. I drove her away from my house because she disgraced me and she went to live with a cousin. And from there, she left you. Ever since, I have not heard from her. I know she's away and she left you. But since she came back and she's pleading with you, in the actual sense, she's your mom.
But why wouldn't anyone
listen to
tell
her
me?
Pleading
why?
And forgive her?
Why didn't anyone tell me? Why was I just kept in the dark for 16 years? No one told me. It would have been easier her coming back if I'd known. But if I don't know, then what am I supposed to do? I can't just drop everything that I've done here and all my school learning that I've done here and all my friends that I've got here. I can't just drop that to move away with some woman that I've never met before.
That's true. That's very true. But I still blame her because she's supposed to be writing letter, the money, so that you, when you get that letter and then the money and the present, then you will know your mother is really somewhere. But she did it, and the person she sent the letter and the money to did not come out with it. That's why everything was like secret-like, you know? But I still plead with you, as she's pleading with you, that you should forgive her. When she call you, you listen to what she's going to say. Forgive her. I know it's not fair.
Well, it's going to take me a while to forgive her, but I guess we can get there. I mean, I'm not going to move in with her straight away. At least give me some time to get to know her and see how well we get along before I uproot my life just to be with her.
That's right. I quite agree with you.
Rosie, what did your mommy say to you?
She was just pleading with me and telling me that it wasn't her fault and it wasn't my fault that she had to leave, and she wants me to come and live with her. But I can't leave you. You're the only mum I've ever known. You are my mum, not her.
I know that, but she's your mum.
She may be my biological mother, but I don't know her. I can't just go and live with someone that I've never met. She claims to know me, but she doesn't know anything about me. She doesn't know my hobbies, my favorite color, things I like to do, things I like to eat. That's something a mother should know. You know that. She doesn't.
One thing about it, I can't do anything about that. If she wants to come and claim you where she can, even though I look after you, and she never even write a letter and say how she is and how you are.
To me, it just seems like she didn't really care. Like you said, she didn't write letters. She didn't phone, she didn't visit. She just left me thinking that you were my mom. I was so young, like a baby. I didn't know her. All I've known is you my whole life. I've only known you. She could have at least sent a letter or called or something just to let me know that she is my mom and that she would be interested in seeing me again one day. But she can't just show up after 16 years and expect me to be able to forgive her.
Well, you can just watch and see what she's been doing. Maybe she might go on again. She might take off again and don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think I'd rather stay with you.
You prefer to stay with me?
Yeah.
That's all right.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to stay with you. I mean, I don't know her. I've never met her before. She just shows up one day crying, begging me to forgive her. I mean, you can't really forgive someone you've never met, can you?
Well, you're old enough now to make your mind up whatever you want to do.
Yeah, I've made my mind up. I think I'm going to stay with you. I want to stay with the people that I know.
That's okay. That's okay with me, but it's your mom. You can still talk to her.
I'd rather take the time to get to know her than jumping into calling her mom and doing all those mother and daughter activities with her. I mean, she missed a lot of the activities that a mum's normally involved with, like, you know, my first steps, you know, the first hard foods that babies eat, just things like that. She missed my primary school years. She didn't get to see me, like, leaving primary school and stuff like that. Like, I'm 16 now. Like, she's not really been around. So I'd rather get to know her before I jump into calling her mom and acting like her daughter.
Okay, she was 16 when she leave. And she never looked back again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rosie, my daughter, listen to me. I didn't abandon you. From the moment I get to Australia, I do all I could, phoning, writing the letter, sending money for your upkeep. How can I abandon my own child, knowing what I went through with you? Please believe me. If you don't believe me, let's go to your grandma and your auntie. My cousin, she will tell you all that I'm saying. Please, don't be angry. Let's go. And you will find out that I did not abandon you. Okay? Rosie, please, let's go.
Shall I start now or what?
So, Ola, yeah, you start, then you
can, yeah. Okay, Rosie, your mom love you more than what you know. She cared for you. She never abandoned you. All the money I'll be giving you and your auntie for food and schooling, buying books and clothes and shoes. She sent them to me. I didn't want to raise your hopes so high because I don't know whether she will come back or she's not. That's the reason I did tell you where all the money coming from. So everything you have today is from her. So just try to forgive her because she never one day abandoned you. She always think of you because every day she called me to ask how you go, how you getting on, and we talk. But I didn't tell you because I don't know whether she will come back or not. That's the reason. So forgive all of us. We were all on the wrong. Okay?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, clothes and money and food, all of that doesn't compare to a mother's love. You know, if she didn't want to abandon me, why did she leave? Because as much as she's saying that she didn't want to abandon me and that I should forgive her, she still left.
Yes, she left. I know. Okay, listen to me. Put yourself in her shoe. At the age of 16, she got pregnant. Her mommy drove her out into the street. She got nobody. She don't know anybody. So luckily, your auntie, Beatrice, is the one that rescued her. So when the shame of it is too much, because people were really laughing at her, putting finger on her. And you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow if she takes you with you. She don't know her future. That's why she left you with your auntie and myself to take care of you. And that's, and she did really take care of you. So things are not like now. In those days, it's not like now. So you have to, as you say, you will try to get to know her, try to get to know her and forgive her. Okay?
Okay. I guess I just have one question though. Why did it take you guys 16 years to tell me? I would have understood if you'd told me before.
Well, that's it. I tell you the reason why I didn't tell you. Because I don't want to put your, build your hope up to say, oh, your mom is in Vancouver. Whether she's going to come back, we don't know. That's the reason why I didn't tell you. I was shocked when I saw her back in London. Okay?
Okay.
Now, my daughter, you hear that I didn't abandon you. It's the circumstance that make me leave you behind. If two of us are together those days, I don't know where I will end up. And I didn't want to take you to homeless children, baby place. That's why I took the courage. The day I left you, if you were there, if you can, you saw me how many times I tried to kiss you, pretending I'm going to buy something from the shop. It wasn't an easy thing, believe me. If I can turn the clock back, I will, but I can't. Please forgive me. Forgive me. And I don't want you to go through what I went through. That is the reason why I'm asking you to come back. I have a nice place for you. You can make a new friend. It won't take long. I have plenty of friends, people around me who will make you their own friend as well. They all knew I have a child. I never leave you. I always, and I have your picture, which I show wherever I go. Please forgive me.
Okay, I forgive you.
Okay, thank you.